listening to the Internet Supergroup, and we're talking about money on demand. If you have something available, you need to go get a pen and paper so that you can take notes, because I'm with Ted Siuba and Kirk Christensen, and we're covering all the different ways that we earn money on demand on the Internet. And we're still talking about, we're continuing our first tape, and we're talking about the fact of how we, each of us, generate money on demand in our own businesses. As I've already mentioned before, the main way that I really generate money on demand in my business is through my easing list, through my opt-in email list. When you go online, you're going to notice that a lot of people send what we call bulk email or spam. That is the exact opposite of opt-in email. Opt-in email is when someone gives you their email address and asks you to send them some type of information by email. The opposite is spam, which is where you go around collecting email addresses and just email anybody, or you try buying one of those 2 million email address lists on a CD for $50 or whatever the price is, and you just try to email everyone. That is a big no-no on the Internet, and will get you canceled. But let me tell you a secret. Opt-in email is one of the real powerful ways. We could probably call it the killer application of the web. It's my favorite way to earn money on demand on the Internet. For the last several years, I've been building up what we call an e-zine, which is simply an opt-in email list of people who I send out a newsletter to. If you look out and you think of things in the offline world, off the Internet, you would actually compare an e-zine to something like a short newsletter, or even the actual term comes from an electronic magazine, an e-zine. What I do is every other week, or every week, I send out a short article, a few tips about Internet marketing. My e-zine is called Web Gold. And I send this out to my subscriber base, which is now over 40,000 subscribers and growing very quickly. We had several thousand new subscribers every month to our list. This is my biggest money-on-demand system. One thing I really want to tell everybody here that's listening to this, and you're sitting at home right now, I want you to mark this down on your piece of paper. First and foremost, my biggest mistake when I first started off was not building an email list of my customers, of people who asked for information on things. I basically, for the first year and a half online, didn't deal very much in any type of email. I just had websites, sold products. We made some money. Our business made money, but our income pretty much was stagnant. Sometimes one month we might have a lot of income. The next month we might have lower income. And it would go up and down continually for us. But then one day I realized that the income was so correspondent with how much and how often we advertised in opt-in email list, which is one thing that we can talk about with this, and I still use for building my own e-zine list, is I advertise in other people's e-zines. If you spend much time online at all, you hear about online advertising and e-zines, which again is just basically buying an ad. Just as if I would go out and buy an ad in a magazine, I can buy an ad in an e-zine, and I can reach 10,000, 20,000, 300,000 people, and the ad times, instead of taking 3 months for an ad to run as it would in a magazine, my ad will probably run in the next 2 weeks or so, in most cases, depending on the e-zine they advertise in. But for myself, I've used e-zine advertising more than anything else to build my own. I'll go out and place ads telling people that they can come to my website. If they come to my website, we have a free electronic book they can download if they give me their email address. And then the process starts for my easing of building cash for me. For myself, I have 7 major Internet profit streams I generate out of my easing. 7 ways I make money from an easing. The first one that I really do more than anything else is I sell my products in it. I will put an article. For example, I might have a 500-word article on Internet marketing, and then I'll sell my product of the instant cash flow system. And just even though I sell that product just about every single week, somewhere in the e-zine, it'll still generate several thousand dollars every time an ad runs in it. products, so I sell my products. Whenever I come out with a new product, you can pretty much guess what happens in my e-zine. I recently, not too long ago, bought reprint rights to somebody else's product. I paid them a fee, and now I own their product to sell. I released that in my list, just as a simple ad on top of the list, and generated over $10,000 in 24 hours, just in sales for the product. Since I paid a total of $1,600 for the reprint rights, that's a pretty good deal. That's an $8,400 profit within 24 hours, plus I still own the product, and that was not all the sales I made to my list. That's just the first launch of the product to my list. And I continually do those types of things. Think about that in your mind, where you're at right now. Anytime you want to, you can go and find somebody who has a product out there, because there's a lot of people trying to sell products. You could either buy rights to their products or and sell to your list, or you could joint venture with someone who has a product that you would like to sell to your list and instantly generate five figures in 24 hours. Now, that's money on demand, and it kind of brings me to my second one, which is joint ventures, which I generate a lot of sales on my list from joint ventures. And I will basically just go, and I might go over to Kurt, or I might go over to Ted here and ask if they have a product that would correspond to my list, make a good deal with them, maybe 50-50 split of the sales, promote it to my list. Guess how much it cost me to promote it to my list? Doesn't cost anything. I'll put it into my list. Guess how much work it is for me to create the product? And it's not any work for that either. And I'll promote that to my list, and we'll generate, at a minimum, several thousand dollars from selling that product to my list. And as you can see, that for me is money on demand. If I want more income this week, you can pretty much guess what I want to do this week. You know, there are other weeks that I'm not saying here that I do this every single week, because guess what? Sometimes I'm pretty lazy, and I don't feel like going and finding somebody that has a product to sell. I don't feel like selling my own product. So there are times that, especially when we get into the summer months, which we have more fun, that I don't even mail the e-zine every week. Sometimes I only mail it once a month. But if I want to pay something, if I want to go buy a new convertible, guess what I do? I just go and mail something else to my list as a joint venture. A third way that I generate income from the list is I have affiliate programs that I'll sign up for. Online, what we call it an affiliate program, and basically what this is there are a lot of different companies online, there's a lot of products, where you can go to their website, sign up for free, and they'll give you a certain percentage of the profits for selling their product to your list. They'll generate you a website or a link that you use, and all you do is and they'll give you ads for it. You place the ads, and it sends them over to their website. They make the orders, and then you get a percentage of the money sent to you in a check every month. Well, guess what I do? I found out quite a while ago that my list was so responsive and so large that we actually made more money signing up for affiliate programs and putting ads in my newsletter for them than selling the advertisement itself. So whenever I have space in my newsletter, or I don't have a product that I want to sell, or I don't want to go out and make a special joint venture deal, I just go over, sign up for an affiliate program, take their ad copy, and put that in the newsletter for what I want to sell that week. And guess what? Here comes in more money on demand just from that. Another method that I'll use the affiliate programs for is I'll take the affiliate programs, and instead of using an ad from them, many affiliate programs now will actually give you content and articles that you can use to promote the affiliate program. So if I don't feel like writing content for my newsletter, or I don't feel like writing an article for my newsletter, I'll just take one of these affiliate programs articles, put that in my newsletter, and use that to promote the affiliate program. So again, you can see that it's almost a choice of how much work I want to do to generate this money on demand. A, I could create a product, send that to my list, make a lot of money. B, I could joint venture with somebody else, send their product to my list, make a lot of money. Or, if I'm being really lazy, I can just sign up for a free affiliate program, take their article for free so I don't have to write anything at all, send that to my list, and make a lot of money. in actual, in that order, my own products generate the most money. The joint ventures are usually second, and the affiliate programs are third. But guess what? They're all a pretty good money-on-demand system, whichever one I would choose to do. So from time to time, I know a lot of e-zines who do it. I used to do it, and I still do from time to time, and that's to sell different ads in my newsletter. I'll sell sponsor ads, which we put up, which basically, so that you know the terminology when you're dealing with e-zines, which I do recommend you advertise in, a sponsor ad is an ad that goes up near the top of the e-zine. It's a whatever size ad, maybe 5 lines they'll give you, or 10 lines, and they put it at the top above their content, or sometimes in the middle of their content that people are reading. And the sponsor ads, if I were to sell one out for a list of 40,000 people, I would be selling my sponsor ads probably around $600 to $700 for the size of my list and the responsiveness of my list. A lot of times when I run ads in other e-zines, my normal pay rate that I'll usually pay is usually around $100 for 10 to 15,000 subscribers to get my information, to get my product. And usually we can generate 200-300 leads from that. Now, I want people to think about this in comparing online advertising to offline advertising. That shows that, on average, when I advertise in e-zines, for other people's e-zines, I will usually generate leads for between 50 cents and 70 cents a piece. If you are in the offline world, you're not going to get lead generation cost of only 50 cents, ever. You're going to be end up paying for your leads much more, like $3, $4, $5, $10 per lead just to generate the leads. But online, we're talking 50 cents when you're running an e-zine ad. And even better is if I can get those leads to subscribe into my e-zine, I can follow up forever now without cost. No direct mail cost, such as if we had offline advertising. No mailing out sales letters, no mailing out postcards, just online contact by email, which is free for me, and I'll follow up with them forever. When you're dealing in the offline world, when you're dealing with direct mail sales letters, eventually, if a prospect never orders from you, you have to take them off your list because you're spending money every time you mail them. But guess what? Online, since my list, it doesn't cost me anything to email my list, if somebody doesn't buy, do you know what I do? I just let them stay on the list. Maybe 2 years down the road, their life will change, their situation will change, and they'll be ready to buy. That might be 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road. I don't care. It's not costing me anything to mail them, so I'll keep right on mailing them. If I was trying to mail 40,000 people by direct mail every month, that would be getting pretty expensive. I would be getting very concerned every time I sent out 40,000 direct mail letters about whether the product I was selling would earn a profit or not, about whether I could bring back the $20,000-$25,000 in hard costs that would be spent on doing that direct mail offer. Since it's online and since it's free, that concern doesn't come up. It's money on demand. When I send an email to my list, I don't get scared that I may or may not earn a profit. If I only earn a small profit, hey, there's next week to earn a bigger one. It's not a life or death situation on this. And as we continue on with this, from time to time, about every 2 to 3 months, I'll run a special sale to my list. Just a sale, maybe 10% off different products, or a special sale on a specific product, and I'll mail that all by itself. No content in the letter, just basically, you could almost call it a short sales letter by email. Instead of doing what I normally do, such as an e-zine, where I give them some content, I tell them some internet marketing tips and everything else, and then have ads. And in my e-zine, you'll notice there's ads all over. There's ads on top. There's ads under the content. There's ads at the bottom for different products that we sell or products we're joint venturing with. But in these special sell offers, we actually have the highest response rates of all because we only run them every 2 to 3 months. And we'll just have just a product to sell. No content, nothing else, just product sales. And out of 40,000 subscribers, of those, we normally only get about 50 to 75 people who ask to be taken off the list. which is one thing that you need to understand when you're doing online marketing, is people will ask you to unsubscribe them, to remove them from your list, and you just take them off your list. Those are people who do not want to receive email from you anymore, because basically they're not reading them, or they don't like your style, or whatever other reason that they'd like to be removed. Just take them off your list and go on. That's the only way anybody gets off my list, is to ask to be taken off. If they ask for me not to send them mail anymore, then we don't, and we go on. But those special sales, the last one we did generated over $31,000 in a weekend. And that's a pretty good weekend. Especially when we do that kind of offer about every 2 to 3 months. And we generate the regular income of a few thousand every single week. So, as you can see, this kind of income is a growing income. And that's what I really want to compare it to. What I'm talking to you here is, as I said when I first got started, is my income would be up 1 month, down another month. It would be all over the place. But the moment I started my list, my income started settling and started going almost, as you could say, a nice little straight angled line up the chart. We generated, for example, $5,000 one of the first months that we were doing, $5,500 the next. We went up to $6,000. We kept going up. And now we've been doing this for 4 years. Nice, slowly going up in the income every month. Nice and consistent, because we have control over the amount of income that we bring in and the leads that we generate. After this amount of time, we've gotten used to and we know just what our list responds to buying. And along the same lines, I want to tell you another way that we generate money from our list, and that is now we also have a membership site where people pay $19.95 a month for what we could say the highest level of internet content and training, where we give them updates showing them how we advertise every month. We tell them the results we get back from our ads. We tell them different marketing trainings, how we write our sales letters, how we create our autoresponder messages, all kinds of things such as that, over at netbreakthroughs.com. And what I've done is we use our free easing. When someone comes and they come to my website at bizpromo.com, they get the free ebooks, they get into our email list. That's the only way they get the free ebooks, is by subscribing to our email list, which is one thing I want everybody listening to this to understand, is you're going to hear a lot of people online talk about content sites and giving good content, giving good information at your website. In my opinion, and the opinion of a lot of experts online, the only reason for giving the content is to get people to subscribe. That's your first, your primary, and your main purpose from anything you do on your website first, is get them onto an email list. Once they're on your email list, then they're basically money in the bank. They're money on demand at that point. The moment someone subscribes to my list, guess what I do? I start giving them some more content, and I have an autoresponder message just set up that the moment they subscribe, they start getting told about the $19.95 a month upgrade option. So in other words, we say that you'll get the good internet marketing training, you'll get this for free, but then we have a special upgrade that's only $19.95 a month, which includes all of this extra that you're not going to get anywhere else on the internet. And as you can imagine, that gives us a whole ton of signups every day. And with those signups, we have a pretty good stick ratio of how many of them stay in the monthly membership site. So that generates a nice monthly income for us as well, all still generated back from the beginning from the free list. So as you can see from my free list, I sell my products. I sell joint venture products. I sign up in affiliate programs, sell those affiliate programs. I run special sales. I run sponsor ads in my own easing. I sell sponsor ads also. I'll sell classified ads sometimes. And then I also build my membership database of a monthly income. And as you can see, this is an overall package of how our whole business relies completely and totally on the email and on our email list.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I hope everybody was really taking good notes, because Terry, you just revealed some incredible secrets, and there's a lot of things that struck me. I'm just going to briefly mention a few. You mentioned that you thought, and a lot of other people thought, that the purpose of a website was to get an email name. And that is true. As a matter of fact, I read an article, and the statement hit me so hard that I pulled it out and typed it out and memorized it. iMarketing News said it just exactly the way you said it. They said the purpose of a website is to get a name and an email address. And that's for which was what I really want to emphasize, because of exactly what you said. The moment I started my list, my income consistently went up. That's just powerful.
That's part of what I really want people to realize here, is we were up and down all over the place. But the moment the list started, we just went almost in a straight line up. We still, from time to time, have a little bit lower points, such as December, right around Christmas, is a little bit lower for business type, business-to-business services. But guess what? We're not a bit concerned about it for that, because we know the income that we generate. And we have very consistent growth all across the board. So those little time-to-time changes that people have in any website, because I know I've talked to a lot of people who are beginning online, I do want them to realize that. I've heard a lot of them say, we were making awesome sales last month, but we haven't made a sale in the last week. Well, guess what? That happens in just about any website business. That's part of the reason we talk about building our email list, is even at my websites, with the large amount of traffic we generate, we still have periods where we don't get as many sales. And on those weeks, if I want more sales, I guess it's just time for a sale or some other type of offer to my list, and we'll get those sales right back up.
Man, that's fantastic. But, you know, and there's a certain cyclical thing, like you mentioned December. That's, of course, a good time to have a sale to get that stuff. But just about everybody's business-to-business sales suffered a little bit, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
I know ours dip a little bit then, and in August, the latter part of August, when people are getting their final vacation in and getting ready for school, there's a consistent year-to-year dip. But as long as it keeps getting higher every year, you know. But, you know, another thing, though, you said that really hit me, and because we rely very heavily both on direct mail and the Internet, and we've never gone one way or the other, although there's persuasive advantages. But what you said is true. I mean, it is absolutely nothing to spend thousands of dollars getting something out the door, and you don't even know if it'll sell when you go out the door, but you've got thousands of dollars in it. And you know what? Guess what? The first several thousands of dollars that you get in have to go to pay up for those costs, so there's no profit. You know, we've never put one out, fortunately, where since 1994, where we haven't made money. But we've had some where our costs were so high that we didn't make the kind of profit we want to, and that's nice. I hope people realize, and I think most do, about the difference in cost. Even though mail order and traditional direct response marketing is outrageously advantaged when it's compared with a regular business, compared to the Internet, man, you're walking on ice cream there, I tell you.
Great stuff. That was fantastic. Hope everyone was taking good notes. I know I was scratching down a few ideas while Terry was talking. That was very, very powerful, very powerful stuff. I guess I'll go into the next section of what we're going to talk about today, and I'm going to kind of talk about some of the similar things that Terry was mentioning about how money on demand essentially is a business way of life. I mean, you know, think about it. How many employees work year after year, wishing that they could save up enough money to, you know, buy a new, I don't know, say maybe a new Ford Mustang or something like that? And, or how many people save up money year after year to try to go on a really fantastic vacation with their family? But when you have a money on demand system, or cash on demand, whatever you want to call it, it's simply a matter of using your brain to its most effective use to figure out how you're going to do it, not worrying about, you know, oh, well, if I can save this money from, you know, the $2,000 paycheck that I get next week, you know, then I can, you know, save it for, you know, 2 or 3 years, and I'll have enough money, and then by the time the 2 or 3 years are up, you don't even want to go on the vacation anyway. You're just so sick of scrimping and pinching and saving. You know, for example, just a really quick example, I used to live in Costa Rica in Central America back between the years when I was 19 to 21. I lived there for, you know, a full 2 years, and I've always wanted to take my wife back and, you know, just show her around, show her what a just incredible country it is down there. And if I, you know, had a conventional mindset, if I was an employee or, you know, just was the average middle-class American, and I had the conventional time in equals money out philosophy, it would be very doubtful that I'd ever be able to save enough cash to take a 2-week trip down there. I mean, are we agreed? That'd be quite an expense. You know, it'd probably be $2,500. But when you have the correct mindset of money on demand, like Terry was talking about, if we have specific measurable goals, that's the easiest and quickest way to make our dreams and, you know, ambitions in life and business come true. So long story short, just this last week, I decided that I'm going to go on a trip in November to Costa Rica. I planned out the dates and everything, and I've already bought the tickets, and the total trip is going to cost me about $2,500. So how hard do you think now is it going to be for me to generate that additional $2,500 in cold hard cash I need before next November? Well, given that I have, 6 months, I've already set a firm, definite goal that, I mean, come heck or high water, I need to get this done. Other people are counting on me. Actually, my parents are going to go down with me. I guarantee you this is not going to be hard at all. All I have to do is come up with one special project or one additional sale or one additional joint venture like Terry's been talking about to generate that additional money. Do you see how different that is, listeners, than the standard mindset of, oh, well, you know, I want to do this, but I can't. Instead, in, you know, money on demand marketing, the mindset is, I want to do this, how can I do it? I'm sure, you know, that's how, you know, Ted and Terry think when they come up with something that they really want or something that would be really beneficial for their life. They don't sit back and think, ah, that's just impossible. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to have that. No, I'm sure they think, hey, what do I got to do to get there? If it's going to involve putting in some long hours for a couple of weeks, no big deal. I'll do it to be able to create the cash that I need. So just by being in that correct state of mind, setting the goal, you'll be able to put together these money-on-demand projects and make the money that you need to support your lifestyle. So like Terry talked about, I mean, that could be, you could come up with a new info product to offer to your list. You could joint venture with someone else to offer their product to your list. You could joint venture with someone else to offer your product to their list. You could send out a special offer. You could send out a special offer to your past customers. You can send out a special offer to your e-sign. You could work on your business processes. You can improve, you know, the copyright on your website, which would improve the lead conversion. You could get a higher unit of sale by upselling, and you could get more back-end repeat sales. You know, you could buy another web business and rework the business to increase the cash flow. You could sell a web business that you already have. You know, you could trade a couple of your hours for consulting. I mean, now that's not a great idea long term, but once you're an expert and once you've established yourself as a person who can set up money on demand systems, your hourly consulting rate can go up quite astronomically, and then, you know, you can trade a few hours here and there when you need some quick cash flow injections. One of the real keys to success in business, and I'm sure all the experts on the call would agree that one of the key components to success in business is using money to create assets that in turn create a positive cash flow for you. I mean, Terry, for example, he's purchasing e-sign names to add to his e-sign list. So he's purchasing an asset that over time will give him a cash flow. You know, Ted, for example, with his writing his books and things like that, he's creating intellectual property that takes some time and money in the beginning, the upfront investment, but it creates a cash flow for, you know, years to come. So most people simply trade, you know, hours for dollars. You know, they go to a job for 8 hours and they get X amount of dollars. You know, what happens when they stop putting in hours? Well, I mean, the dollars stop coming in, right? I mean, that's common sense. If you don't go to your job and do what you're supposed to do, they're not going to send you a paycheck. Instead, the money on demand philosophy would say, you should use your limited valuable hours, because all of us have exactly the same number of hours. We should use those hours to create business systems, intellectual property, or cash flow, or to purchase assets that in turn will purchase a cash flow for us. So that, you know, 5, 10 years from now, it doesn't matter whether we go into the office in the morning. The systems are already in place for the cash flow to come in. One of the things that I really like to do and actually have a course on it is linking strategies. I think linking strategies are one of the most underrated, underutilized methods of money on demand that exist on the market today. It's actually very, very simple. If you think about it, how many of us concentrate on, you know, getting really high rankings in the search engines month after month after month? You know, I know I used to do that, and actually, I mean, I still hire other companies to do that for me. But I just figured out after a while that it just wasn't worth the time and effort for me myself to become a search engine expert. So I thought, well, what's the next best thing that I could do to get my site to high rankings on the search engines, but I want it to be, one, automatic, and two, I want it to be, you know, it has to be guaranteed to work. I don't want to spend the money if it's not going to work. So I did a whole bunch of research, and I, you know, compiled it into an e-book. And one of the best things that I found, I'm going to give you a really fantastic tip right now, is I use a program called Zeus. Yeah, Zeus, just, you know, spelled Z-E-U-S, and it's available from cyber-robotics.com. And what this program does is it creates a theme link directory. Now, this is very important that you understand what I mean by a theme link directory. A lot of people, when they create link directories on their site, you know, they offer links to everything under the sun. They offer links to web hosting, to internet marketing, to nutritional health. Well, those type of link directories aren't valuable at all to the reader. I mean, to the site visitor, simply because that's why we have search engines in the first place. Link directories are only valuable to visitors to your site when they're targeted after a specific common theme. Like, for example, if you go to my diamond brokerage site, ediamondbrokers.com, you'll notice that I have a jewelry and diamonds link directory. And the cool thing is I have about 3,300 different jewelry and diamond links in there. Some of the pages, you know, in loose diamonds have 500. Some of them, you know, ones say like costume jewelry have a lot less. But this program Zeus, what it enables you to do is, one, it goes out and finds all the sites for you. Two, you can then email those sites a personalized merged message, and three, the Zeus program creates this entire link directory for you. So you're thinking, okay, so, well, what do I get out of this? I'm creating this link directory. How does that make people come to my site? Well, most of you, I'm sure, have heard or should have heard of a man named Robert Cialdini. He wrote a book called Influence. Now, if you haven't read the book Influence, you need to go to Amazon. You need to type in Influence or Cialdini. And Cialdini, I believe, is spelled C-A-L-I-D-I-N-I. And basically it boils down to Cialdini was the all-time butt of every sales pitch that he'd ever received. He was became totally fascinated by the concept of sales and what made people buy things. And so he came up with these 7 or 10 different laws of human nature that enable people to successfully sell things. And one of them is called reciprocity. So reciprocity in the linking strategies is simply, say, for example, I have my jewelry and diamonds link directory, and Ted has a jewelry site. The first thing that happens when I use the Zeus software is he'll get an email from me that says, hey, I found your site and I liked it. I'm really interested in jewelry and diamonds. And I noticed your site was all about jewelry and diamonds, so what I've done is I've added you to my link directory. You can go to my link directory and see that you appear in the loose diamonds section, and there's your site. You know, it has a title and description, and it's a link back to your site. I've given you a link. Now, what I'd really like, you know, if you could do me the favor, is if you could give me a link back on your site. Now, see how the reciprocity works is I've already done something for them. I'm not just asking for something out of the blue. I've already done some work and put them on my site. So what happens, simply put, is about 17 to 20% of the people you contact will put a link back to you on their site. Now, the real power of this is within a couple months, you're going to have hundreds and hundreds of links all over the web from sites that are, you know, some people would call competitors that are actually linking to you. The real power of this is you get traffic in three ways. Well, the obvious thing is, the first thing is you get traffic from from those links that you have on all those sites all over the web. You know, that's the obvious thing. The second thing is, and most people don't understand this, is that in all the search engines, all of a sudden, magically, mysteriously, your search engine rankings increase dramatically. Because what happens is the search engines, they're not a human, obviously. When they evaluate these sites, they have to have some number that they can go off to tell, you know, which site is better than another. So if all things, other things are equal, if you have two sites, and say they look almost identical, created about the same time, which site is probably better? The one that has 1,000 links back to it, or the site that has zero? Well, of course, the site that has 1,000 links back to it is going to be, obviously, is a better site, according to the search engines. So they rank your site much, much higher accordingly to that. And then the third thing is that Zeus, when it's creating your link directory, it creates it in a bunch of different categories. You know, in the diamonds, you know, you have the loose diamond section, you have the costume jewelry section, you have the emerald section. You get the picture. Now, Zeus, when it creates each of these pages, those are a separate page for the search engines. So what do you think happens when you have a page that has, you know, 50 different sites on it, all about emeralds, it has, you know, your full site header and footer, and it's submitted to the search engines? Do you think that page would rank pretty well under the phrase emeralds? Well, of course it does, because it's all about emeralds, and that's it. So that's the real power of this Zeus program, that it runs automatically. It gets these links for you automatically. And it does require just a very minimal investment of work. But then all of a sudden, after a few months, you'll see your search engine rankings just soar through the roof, and your visitor traffic will increase tremendously. For example, on my eDiamond brokers, just using linking strategies, I increased the site traffic by about 9 times in the course of just a couple months. Now that's what I call money on demand, because the site was already making money. But when you increase the traffic by 9 times, do you think the sales are going to go up too? Well, of course. I mean, I don't even care if they go up a full 9 times. Even if they go up by 2 or 3 times, I'm sure most of us would be very, very excited. So that's another money on demand system that you can use. It's not very many people are aware of it. And the Zeus program is, you know, like I said, it's very, very powerful. You have to use it in the correct way, though. I have to use that caveat. But you can download a free demo of it. Just go to the cyberrobotics.com website. And of course, if you have any questions, make sure you can contact me. But that philosophy and the whole concept of linking strategies, I think, is one of the most powerful money-on-demand systems that you can use. Because no one else is doing it. It's just amazing the potential that you can have for any business that you're in, any product, any service. And with that, do Terry or Ted have any comments on that or anything you want to throw in?
Well, you know, I can't help but be flabbergasted because of the improvement, and I just want to mention that so that it calculates correctly in everybody's emotional register. When you talked about in a number of months, and I think you said somewhere between 3 to 6 months, you increased your traffic by 9 times, that's 900% improvement.
Right, exactly.
And
yeah.
Then when you said you might be happy with 2 or 3% increased revenues, that's 200 or 300% increased revenues.
Right, exactly.
That's pretty good. That's money on demand. And also, by the way, that's one of the things that in a conventional business, it would be impossible to do. What business could, with actually no more than a software investment also, possibly increase their business 200 or 300%?
Right. And here's an even crazier thing. On the search engine Google, which, by the way, is becoming one of the most powerful search engines on the web. It's used as a back end for a lot of other search engines. If you do a search under the phrase loose diamonds, which is a very popular diamond phrase, I mean, that's one of the top ones. If you scroll down on the page, my website is number 4, my home index page, and I didn't even submit it to Google. You know, it shows diamonds get certified wholesale loose diamonds here, you know, it has my little description. Now, the absolute funniest thing is who's in position number 5. And it's been this way on Google for at least the last 2 months. The company that's in the number 5 position, it doesn't even, this page doesn't even point to the main page, and they're one of the largest, they are the largest diamond retailer on the internet. They're funded by venture capital. They have $20 million of venture capital funding. Is that not fantastic? I'm sure they have tens and tens of people who work on search engine optimization, but me, using a simple little program and not even trying, my site, the main page, is ranked number 4. One dinky little page on their site is ranked number 5. Is that not incredible?
Pretty good guerrilla results, my man.
I can definitely agree with everything that you just said, because once you get those links generated, and that's what people really need to understand from this, is back in the past, I used to play with the search engine. You could almost call it the search engine game.
Yeah.
1 month, you're on top. The next month, you're on the bottom.
Right, exactly.
You know, and you have to constantly work at it.
Right.
There is no way to just basically, in most cases, in the old way of doing things, of just trying to figure out the right algorithms or whatever else and try to submit your page that way without having to constantly redo it and constantly work on the search engines. What we're talking about here is the fact that almost every one of the major search engines now ranks the link popularity of your site as the most important thing.
Exactly.
And how much they link to it. And what you've just given people here is a simple step-by-step solution of how they can get those links and not only generate traffic costly from those links, but get the top search engine rankings.
Right.
Which the old way of doing things meant 20, 40 hours a month of just working on. But now you work one time, and it's money on demand that you now have the ranking pretty much forever, because
nobody else is willing.
Nobody
to do
else
it.
Is going to have that same link popularity that you have.
Right.
They're going to keep on fighting the old way.
Here's another just crazy thing about the money on demand philosophy, and I think you'll both agree. Isn't it true that it's always better to get some instant results than to get great long-term results? I mean, what I'm saying is, when you do something, it's so much better when you see the results now as opposed to a month from now. It's just so much more motivating. For example, in the search engine game, like Terry so aptly put it, you redo your pages and you figure out how to, what to put here, what to put there, and then you submit them to the search engines. But how soon do you see results? Not for a month, at least. Now, with linking strategies, when my Zeus program finds a list of sites that we think match up and we want them to link back to us, we want them to become link partners is what we call it, when we send out those emails, how long do you think it takes before we receive responses back? It's instant. If we send out 100 emails, I can guarantee you within a couple minutes, we're going to have at least 5 or 6 people that are going to email us back and say, hey, that's fantastic. I'm so glad you gave me a link on your site. I'd just love to give you a link on mine. Tell me exactly what I need to do. That's so much more motivating the quicker that the reward is to the action.
Well, it does tie in very well. But when you said it too, when you were talking earlier, is the leverage that fascinates me too. And believe me, I feel so sorry. I have so many friends and neighbors who are struggling. By that, I mean they're getting a paycheck. You already said it, trading hours for dollars. If they don't work for 2 weeks, they're in a hurt. They're struggling, and they may be into a financial crisis that will take them months to rectify. On the other hand, when I do something, create a product, write an ad, this stuff, we hope it makes money immediately, and it usually does. But you know what? It also goes into inventory and becomes, if you will, it becomes a harvestable product where it grows
right.
And grows year after year.
Exactly.
It's good. Well, listen, we are going to take a short break, and we'll be back on the next side to continue with conversation with Kurt Christensen, Ted Siuba, and Terry Dean talking about money on demand.
One other thing I want to comment about that Kurt just said was about the fact that he said instead we don't think like average individuals once you get into the money on demand system. For myself, when I want something or I want to buy something expensive, for example, the last month, I bought a Mustang convertible. I don't sit back and say, okay, I'm going to have to save up this long or save up this much money to get it. My mind just says, okay, what do I need to? What kind of project do I need to sell? What joint ventures do I need to do to generate this cash? When I went this past month, I went out and I started test driving cars. I went to car dealers. I went looked at BMWs, at Mustangs. I went and looked at Eclipses, all types of different convertible, sporty type cars. Well, guess what? I went into dealerships, and salesperson always after taking for test drives, they'd be like, how are you planning on financing? What's your down payment going to be? And I would always tell them, well, I think I'll just pay for all of it. I'll just pay cash for it when I'd like to buy it. But you'll have to wait till next week because I'll have the cash for it next week. See, I have the money for the car ready, but not in my checking account. I didn't want to have to go into the brokerage or anything else to go get the money. Didn't want to take out investments. So what I decided to do was, okay, I want the car. How much does it cost? What project do I need to do to get it? And so each of the dealers, I would just tell them, well, I will have to wait till next week. And I'll make a decision next week what I'll buy, and then I'll have the money for it. And that was on the day that I decided, okay, let's do the project. Let's mail to my list, and let's bring in that $31,000 on the weekend, which more than pays for the car that I wanted to buy. And as you can see, that's a whole different aspect than what people think of. For most people, when they go to get a car, they think of, okay, what monthly payment can I afford? That's the most often one, because I know just from visiting the car dealers, they're like, how much monthly payment can you afford? And my answer always to them is, I don't like monthly payments. I'll just pay for all of it. And you'll just have to wait till next week so I can get the money for it. And all we do is we just go to the list. And you know what? I regularly do that type of thing with different things. And I even know a lot of the other people that I talk to online who are experts online on the Internet or direct mail or other types of direct marketing, they have the same type of aspect. They want to get a house for a down payment or they want to get a house itself. And they'll just say, okay, what project do I need? How long is it going to take? And what do we need to do to get the money? It's a completely different aspect than how much can we afford monthly and put ourselves into payments forever, or how long is it going to take us to save the money? As you can see, it's a different mindset of thinking of what you want to do in this. And that's part of what we're talking about is money on demand. I want this much money. How long is it going to take? What do we have to do? That's exactly the money on demand system that we're talking about here. And Kurt just basically laid it all out to you, both in his explanation of the mindset thinking and his linking strategies, which I go along with completely on the linking strategies. With the linking strategies, once you've generated the links, they're there. You could almost call that an investment for your future that generates income month after month. You don't have to redo it like you'd have to redo search engines. You don't have to redo it like replace another magazine ad. It just continually generates income over and over and over again for you.
I tell you what, too. The reason why this mindset is so uncommon is just because it's not taught in schools. I mean, there's just no way. Not taught in conventional channels. But once you get around people like, of course, here you are, you're listening to this cassette program, you darn well know it. Once you get around people that are doing it, you start seeing and opening up the possibilities in your own mind and consciousness. And I mean, just listening to Terry's Mustang convertible story, I'd like to throw it in. It's significantly more common, more humble, but it shows how quickly you can learn this stuff. I married not too long ago to a beautiful young lady from Colombia, the nation. So I bring her here, right, and she comes into the business. Now, she doesn't speak any English. I mean, she's never even had a class that she paid attention to in English. So she comes in, starts seeing what we're doing, and she comes up to me one day and a couple months later and says, Dad, I need $2,000. And I said, okay. You know, of course, I saw my old bimple vibrating, you know, it was about to go out. But before I could say, well, I wasn't going to say anything, but before I could, she said, but you don't have to give it to me. I said, oh, what are you going to do, sweetheart? She said, "Well, I'm going to run a promotion on secrets of writing direct marketing letters that sell." I mean, here we had an immigrant that didn't speak the language who picked it up that fast because she was hanging out with people that are doing it. And I mean, take what Terry said to the bank. He did it. There are others that are doing it every day, and you can do it, too.
I mean, it's the exact same process. You said they don't teach in the educational system. What they teach in education is you trade time for dollars. You give your boss so much time, and he'll give you $10 an hour, $20 an hour, $30 an hour. And even if you're making a good income, you're up at $50 an hour or more, you're still an employee. You're still enslaved to your business. If you want money, you have to work. If you ever got to the point where you couldn't work for a while, guess what? Your income's gone. What we're talking about is the money on demand. The system stay in place. They continually make money for us. We're talking about using leverage and to put automated systems to work for you instead of you being the employee yourself. You have computers being your employee. And just in the mindset, it's such a different mindset for people to see. As I said, when I talk to car dealers, they're all like, "How much monthly payment can you afford?" And my response to that is, "Well, I'll get the money next week for the car."
You know? Exactly.
You know, as well. And even if you want to take it a longer process, someone who's starting out, they might say for the same type thing, "Well, you know, 3 months from now, I'll have the money for this, just from doing this one project." You know, it's not a forever bondage to how much can I make. And that's where most people put themselves, is they see how much they can make from their jobs. They're constantly working overtime, and then they buy up to their monthly income, and they're stuck in basically slavery.
Well, and it is, and you know why they do it? Because they got security there.
Exactly. I had a really, really interesting experience on that same topic just last week, in fact. I'm sure most of our listeners are at least aware of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And if you haven't read it, by all means, pick a copy up and read through that. But one of the things that Napoleon Hill talks about is the misconception of the concept of luck. Because he talks about how, well, luck is simply where, you know, preparation and opportunity get together. It's not really luck. You've been preparing all along. But most people would consider the stuff that we're talking about lucky, or, you know, just plain old luck, which it simply is not. And I'll give you an example. I was considering, and, well, obviously now I'm not, but after this experience, but I was considering attending to get some further education to attend an executive MBA program. And so I had an interview last week, and I was talking with the person interviewing me, and who was a professor at that business school. You know, obviously someone that has, you know, worked for a school his entire life and, you know, has a really set, stable trading hours for dollars type of mindset. And we talked about a few different things, and somehow it came up about, in my diamond brokerage last year, I sold a $250,000 diamond and, you know, made 20% profit. So I made about, I don't know, $40,000 in about 2 days just from selling one diamond. And somehow that came up in the conversation. And, you know, he really emphasized, and not in a positive light, how lucky that was. Not, you know, it wasn't, like, for example, if Terry or Ted would say, "Oh, Kurt, that sure was lucky." What they really mean is, "Man, you were in the right place at the right time." But this business school professor, what he was trying to get at is, "Oh, well, you know, you shouldn't count on things like that happening. I mean, that's just a really rare thing. That was just random chance." And,
it could have happened to him.
Right, exactly. As I sat back and thought about it, I thought, well, wait a second. I'm the one who had the opportunity, so I'm the one who had the chance to make it happen. How likely is that to happen if you have a normal job and go to work for your employer? All of a sudden, they just give you a check for $40,000. They go, oh, you know that idea you came up with last week? Well, we put it into practice, but hey, it made us $40,000, so here you go. You know, I mean, it's just amazing the mindset that most people have and how different that is than from money on demand. Money on demand, the mindset is you go out there and you create assets, like Ted was talking about. You create things that have a long lifetime residual value that can earn you profits. And every once in a while, you know, you get a big score, you get a big hit, you make a huge sale, or, you know, you do some huge deal. But that's not even the point. The point is you're making money anyway. Those big scores, those, you know, whatever you want to call it, are just icing on the cake.
Well, I want to go into even further with that. Is, you know, the professor considered that lucky, but it's not lucky, because any of us, all three of us in business, know that it's almost on a routine that you'll have the big paydays.
Right. Yeah, you will. They're regular.
Yeah, they're regular. Yeah. I know that Dan Kennedy regularly talks about paydays.
Right, exactly.
Special paydays. And for myself, we have the extra ones that we don't expect for someone to come in. Someone comes in and makes a big offer on something, big repit rights, cash offer on something. Those come in almost regularly.
Exactly.
We have our big cash sale days, I told you, every 2 to 3 months. Those are big paydays. And they're just regularly, they're just planned in for it. And in any business that you're in, if you're in a direct marketing business, you're going to have the big paydays that come up here, that come up there, that, you know, that you might bring in $100,000 in 1 month, or, you know, $20,000 for some people in 1 month, or $10,000, when you're normally only doing $2,000 or $3,000 that month. But that regularly,
exactly,
just happens.
Right. You know? And that's just a matter of being in the right position, having the chance that it's going to happen. I mean, it's a dumb analogy, but that's like, and I wouldn't recommend anyone play the lottery, but, I mean, you have to play the lottery to win the lottery, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a...
I mean, what you just said is, you know, you sold the $250,000 diamond. You might not sell a diamond like that every week, but you do sell diamonds,
right,
constantly.
Yeah, last week I sold, I think, $13,500 worth of diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's more than enough to pay the bills.
You know, one of the metaphors that I use to compare these regular big scores, and I like that particular terminology, is like being a baseball player. You know, we go up to the batting mound, or, you know, go up to bat, and we swing, and nearly every time we're swinging like we want to hit the ball out of the park. Now, it doesn't consistently go out of the park. Usually we end up, you know, running the bases. But when it does, it's because we're always swinging like we want it to go out of the park, and occasionally it connects, and it does that.
Right, exactly.
But if we weren't at the batting box, it wouldn't happen. And that's where most people are in the stands, saying, gee, that was lucky he hit that.
Oh, yeah,
run.
That was lucky you hit that, huh?
You know, it goes the same way with creating products, creating information products.
Exactly.
Any other type of product. What we basically tell people to do is we create bread and butter products, you know, create your product, you know, earn income from your products, and then, you know, out of maybe 10 products you create, maybe one or two or three will be big home runs.
Yeah.
That just go wild and sell them. The other 7 or 8 or 9 just earn a nice regular income from selling it, or what you can consider a nice normal income. And people will see a product and they'll say, that person got lucky. Well, how many other products did that person create? They probably created quite a few others also that didn't do as well. And I think the actual average is that usually about 6 out of 7 products totally fail.
Exactly.
In my experience, we don't have, you know, in our small business, since we have low cost and low overhead and everything else, out of 7 products, I actually don't have any that fail. But 6 of them might earn a nice, good income. And then the 7th one is a big home run and just goes wild.
What? Right. That's so important.
Yeah, it is. That's my experience too there, Terry. So, listen, this is Ted Siuba, and I'd like to jump into the next section. And it really ties in very, very well with what we've been talking about. And because one question that comes up so often is, okay, sure, you've got this money on demand lifestyle, and sure, you've got these products and your website is working, but how about me? I am working. I got a job. Can I get from where I am to where you are? And the answer is, yes, you definitely easily can. We of course, at this point, are independent, all of us here, but I think most of us had a job. Maybe not, you know, but most people do. But at any rate, simply, I'm calling this advice to a struggling web entrepreneur. And this lady here in where I live in Nashville, Tennessee, one evening, we showed up at the same social event. In fact, she had known I was coming, and, you know, she had known about the internet marketing and all that. So she had in mind to catch me off to the side, and I was going to give her these couple of words that were like a magic wand, and it was going to transform her experience. Well, we know it didn't happen, or it doesn't happen quite like that, but I tell you what, there are easy and common and effective ways that she could change her approach. And so basically I'm just inviting you into a little evening of my life in internet marketing and social stuff so you see what happens. So basically here we are, Nashville, Tennessee, Julie Rogers, who happens to be a songwriter. She's involved with a lot of different people writing songs. And so she knew what a songwriter needs to keep track of their royalty payments and the BMI and the CSAC or the ASCAP, are they paying correctly? And, of course, don't forget when the dreaded tax time comes around, you got to know who to pay what. And so it gets to be a real big problem when you got thousands of details running around. So because of her need in this niche market, niche software, and by the way, I say niche, actually, I believe there's over 250,000 registered songwriters with BMI, and that's Broadcast Music Incorporated. You're getting, by the way, a little local Nashville flavor here, you understand. But at any rate, she was an expert and in her niche, and she discovered a need, her own need. Now, that's a great way to create a product, to discover a need for a product. You know, what do people really need? That's what they're most likely to pay for. So then she developed a acceptably good product, and she worked with another guy, and they went in, joint ventured it. Now let me tell you this. She did another excellent thing there. She owned and controlled the product. That's going to put her in a position to make more money than anybody else who sells that, or practically anybody else. That is because now she can sublicense. She can sell licenses like Terry Dean, if he was in this market, might say, hey, can I buy a license for your product? And she would make money off that. But unlike Terry Dean, you know, if you don't buy the rights, the master rights, Terry couldn't resell the rights. He could just resell the product. She can resell the rights forever. And so she's got a good stuff. She can do updates. So she's done real well. She took something in a niche market that had a great need, that she got a good product out there, and she's in the position of control. However, the thing she comes up to me with, he says, listen, you know, a couple months ago we were getting good sales on our site, and now we're not getting any. I said, oh, well, you know, give me a little bit of talk, you know. So I listened to her for about 5 minutes before I had to cut her off, because the whole basic problem is she didn't understand internet marketing and how it worked. And I said, listen, what we need to do is get you in a position where you're not thinking this is all mysterious, where it becomes clear, and then we're going to convert your problem. Your problem right now is you don't know what to do. We're going to solve that, because I'm going to give you a little bit of instruction and advice here, and I'm going to enroll you in a boot camp that I know will solve your problems, and it has bonuses and everything. So we're going to get you educated. Your problem will switch to implementing what you know to do. So that's where we want to get you to. So, but what had happened is they had changed the page on the website because someone had told them something, you know, critique, and it should be tried. Now, that by itself is good, very, very good. Changing a single headline on a web page, putting in testimonials, you know, making it easier to order. Any of these things can double, triple, quadruple sales overnight. It doesn't always happen. In their case, it didn't happen. Well, guess what? This is like newbieism, tremendous newbieism. Where was the original file? Where was the backup file? That was the one that they used to change the model on, right? So they had lost their original file. They didn't even know where one was to back up. And here they are a couple months later running around, what do I do, what do I do? Well, of course, we got to get a good page up. That's basic. Now, but she also, part of her problem was she wasn't capable herself. She was working through a remote webmaster. Now, I work myself through a webmaster, too, and I don't value my time most highly on making sure all the links are working and making sure that the page loads properly and the tables display right in different browsers. So I have other people do that for me most of the time. However, I have, and I recommend that everybody has, the basic competency to be able to get up there and change it, to know what's going on, to know when you're being smoked, you know. So again, the issue came back to, hey, we've got to get you educated, and the quickest, smoothest, easiest way I know to do it is to attend this live event 3 days. And Terry Dean and I, by the way, were involved in that. It's the Internet Boot Camp. But there's other education. What it really is, it's you can't stand on the sidelines and tell somebody to do it and expect to get results. So now we're going to get her capable on the Internet, which is the medium that she wants to be and easy enough for education. And I asked her a couple other things while we were going through that initial 5 minutes, right? Because, gee, where are the people that are hanging out? Where are the people who would be prospects for your product hanging out? Guess what? She said, I don't know. She said, they got to be somewhere on the Internet. I said, there's millions of people. I says, yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to get some advice for you. I said, by the way, have you registered any of your keywords that anybody in your specific group who had heard any rumors about this product or was looking for a solution like this would find you on the search engines? And she had never heard of GoTo. She, of course, had heard about Yahoo, but she said, well, you got to pay to get on that, and so she hadn't done it. So the answer was she wasn't even registered in search engines. Now, when you put all this stuff together, she was, it amazes me that she had earned $10,000 last year. But she wasn't pleased with that, right? And for good reasons. And she had earned that $10,000, by the way, because she had done several things correctly. But she didn't have the marketing, the overall marketing awareness, the mindset that we've been talking about so much. So that's what we got to get in her. Now, so what she did, she had also, well, what she had got most of her sales from, she had attended an industry event in her industry. And she had, and this was real smart, she had made arrangements with them, she had prepackaged and quote-unquote made a special offer. So obviously you can see that she did make some money. And most of that, by the way, wasn't on the web. But she comes to me, and this was the big question, she goes, where do I get the list? And the number, I don't remember exactly, but anywhere between 250,000 and 350,000 songwriters. Where do I get the list? I says, well, how about that big industry show that you just came to? You know those people are interested and motivated. I mean, they traveled across the nation, some of them across the world. I mean, it's Music City, USA. I said, where are all the names from that? Guess what? She didn't even have the email addresses of the purchasers. I said, wow, okay. I says, well, did you even talk to anybody about making a joint venture, a promotion after the show, where you, in fact, mailed out to everybody through e-zines or through email? Now, that would give her, and of course she'd have to make sure she got the rights, but that would give her that database. I mean, so there's a lot of different ways. And so what we basically had to convince her on that moment is, look, there isn't that magic wand that you're looking for. Yes, you can actually go and rent and buy lists, but will they be effective? And will they cause you problems? You know, that's what you got to get. So we had to get her to build a list, and the consciousness of collecting names had never entered her mind. So, of course, we surf up to the website, and, man, she had something there. And I'm not blasting her. You know, here I am helping her and attempting to help you, too. But what she had, the only thing she had to where people could leave their email address, there's two of them, was an order. But she didn't have effective copy, you know, an order device. And she also had a guest book. Now, that's from the dark ages when people, you know, would, and there was nothing else to do, and it was so novel, they'd surf in and, yeah, sign your guest book. She had no offer. Now, that's what I told her. She says, how can I get someone's email address? Nobody wants to give their email address because nobody was giving their email address to their guest book, right, when they were getting traffic. I says, because they will. Oh, they will give you their email address willingly if you'll give them something of value, something that will benefit them. Now, one of those greatest things that I can think about in your case, since you're dealing with an info product, and it happens to be a software product, and by the way, of course, the idea of being an information marketer, which is a whole seminar in itself, and being a direct response marketer, which is the way info marketers like to do it best, those two ideas had never entered her mind. And that's just because she wasn't really properly educated. I mean, we can solve that. We can solve that. We can get from where we are to where we want to be. But I said, look, your business is set up for this. Why don't you give them a 30-day free working model. It'll just lock up in 30 days if they don't buy the you know, the password. Now, that's a real easy way to sell because it's free. But what is the most effective thing that does? Well, the people, again, this is the niche market. This will hurt people. The people who use it, they aren't going to be able to live without it. And I know myself a couple of times, and I'm not absolutely unique. Whenever I got in a situation where I had to do something, couldn't get online or something, I'd set the date back on my computer a time or two. And I think back in the dark ages, the first release of Front Page, I set the date back for a week, you know, till I bought it. But and that's what I'm saying. Now, why did I do that? Why would anybody do that? It's because this software becomes part of your life. And anybody, and that probably includes you, I know, anybody today buying software off the Internet, that's the basic standard. She didn't even know that. By the way, I picked up her brochure, right? And one of the things I'm always saying, and I really, really stand on this, is we are marketing all the time. We're marketing online and offline. You know, business cards have prices or a statement or a USP or a headline. But her brochure, my goodness, do you know, it didn't even have her name, address, and phone number. It had her website. Do you know it didn't have an order coupon? It wasn't, the copy could have been improved, but aside from the copy, it didn't even have a way to order. Now, those were glossies. So, there again, she's making some killer errors, but it all comes back to where you've got to make it easy for people to communicate with you. You've got to build a list. To build a list, you've got to go where people are in your area. You've got to communicate with them. You've got to advertise in easings that serve that market to get them to come and visit you. You've got to give away something when you get that traffic to get their email so that you can start a relationship, so that you can follow up with emails, let them know exactly how that works. You really ought to go to goto.com. You really ought to learn a lot about copy, and I guarantee you I will talk some more about that later on. You really ought to put a pop-up box on your page, which she didn't have. Now, pop-up boxes at this point are still somewhat controversial in that only everyone agrees that they're a nuisance, but guess what? Anybody who's been on the other side, that is, they've been the person who's made it or been responsible for it, they've seen how it increased their sign-ups to their easing, which, of course, increased their revenue. So, you know, you really ought to put autoresponders. So she just did a whole lot of stuff. And guess what then also? Now, this is a big killer. Big killer, big killer. I said, now those people also that you sold, well, she, of course, did have their email address. But guess what? She had never given them another offer. Now, how can money on demand work if we're ignorant of, which is her case, and I say it in a very loving manner because she's a friend, but basically flat out ignorant of what it takes. Now, she heard on the radio that someone that had another type of product that was serving another niche market that might be related had made $6 million. Why did she only make 10 grand? I'm not sure that we can get that. I said, but you know, that is $6 million. But I said, you know, would you be satisfied if you could get maybe $300,000 to $350,000 next year? I do believe that you could pull that off pretty easily if you go with the install the money on demand systems, gather email addresses, stay up, follow them up, have back ends, continuously do joint ventures, the things that we've talked about. But so. I know I kind of rambled, but by the way, since it was supposed to be a model of a conversation that really took place, I guess that would be all right. But what it really boils down to is that, yes, I'm very happy because you're out there doing something. A lot of people are on the sidelines. Now that we've got you in the game, we got to get you educated, and you have to, and she's doing things, so it's not a big issue. Since you got to install the proper systems, that really comes to education. So, guys, do you have any comments on anything that we've mentioned during that presentation?
What I really want to say is what you mentioned in your conversation to her is really pretty common because I deal with emails and forum postings and talk to people on the phone with the exact same problems virtually every day. And a lot of it comes back to just the understanding of testing and working with different ideas. You said one of the main problems she had in the beginning was she took out something that was working, and she replaced it with something that ended up not working.
Right.
And she didn't keep a copy of it to replace it. And that's one thing I want to mention here is really when you're dealing with the Internet, although there are people who make money online, all of us here on this call make money online, you know, it's really hard to say that anybody's really an Internet expert, you know, because we're all basically still testing things. We're still working on things. You know, we have systems down that work for us, but it still takes time and testing, and we make changes and stuff. There's been a lot of changes I've made in my websites before that ended up dropping the results.
Amen, amen. Tell you everything you're saying.
And so I always make sure I keep a copy to go back to the time before. And I can tell you another, there's another individual paid me a pretty nice fee to write the website ad copy for their website. And it started producing good sales for them the day they put it up. And then for the next 3 months, they told me they kept changing things because they thought it might work better if they changed this or changed that. And 3 months later, they sent me an email saying they made all these changes and now they weren't getting any sales at all. And they asked me if I still had the original copy of what I sent to them because they had lost it through all the changes they had made to it. And they said they spent a whole 3 months of all their time making changes to my letter, time by time, and everything dropped their response rate.
Oh, geez.
And as you can imagine, since I'm pretty well known, I'm not cheap for writing the letter. They ended up tearing up. You know, what I told them at the time was I actually did have it on copy, so they got lucky that time. I actually had a copy to send to them of the original I wrote for them on my computer. And I told them that, you know, they should test stuff. They might find a way that they can do better on somewhere. Test one thing at a time and make sure they still have the old one to put back.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And because I'm not infallible, they might find one thing on the letter or two things in the letter that might increase the response rates or something else, but they need to do it one thing at a time, and that's the basics of testing with anything that we do on a redirect response. We always make sure that we only change one little thing and that we keep the original in case the changes don't work out for us, if it drops their sales. Or a lot of times what I run now is I run a script that takes people to two different websites. I give them one web address, but it actually takes them to two different sites. So I can see an A-B test, what we call an A-B test split, and I can see which one is selling better.
Terry, do you have, or could you give our listeners a URL or anything that they could go and get that particular tool? Because that is very handy.
There is a link on my website for a free version of it, and they can go to bizpromo.com, bizpromo.com/clicks, clicks.zip, and that will download a CGI program that they'd have to have the webmaster install on their site, and it splits them up between two divisions. We're also installing a script which tracks your visitors and does the split testing and everything else this month on NetBreakthroughs. So they should, everyone listening to this should go over to netbreakthroughs.com and see if we mention on there that we have the A-B testing script installed for all members. And that will run right from our server.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's for our monthly membership, by the $19.95 a month. And they get that plus everything else that we teach. And that is a powerful testing feature because if you're running that, that's much better than just trying to change one headline and see if your results go up or down because your visitors might change. But see, if I'm running A-B split, I run one ad saying an easing, and I send them to my CGI script, and then it splits them up between two different websites, one with one headline and one with the other. I can now see which one's selling to these customers the best. And that's the best way of actually testing your ad copy or any type of follow-up system is always run splits, because if you, say, run an ad in one e-zine for one sales letter and run a different ad in a different e-zine for a different sales letter, you're not going to have, you know, equal results, because one e-zine might have more customers for you than the other one would. And so about the only way, and that's true for direct mail, just the way it is for the Internet, you have to have the same group of prospects to get the same letter to see the best results for your testing.
Yeah, and some people confuse changing with testing. In other words, and it comes back to the education theme that we're running, you wrote a letter that was performing. Well, you yourself would write another headline and change a headline and test it. But just to get up there and change it isn't the same as doing a test.
That's exactly, you know, what we're talking about. If I'm going to go in and test something, I'll write something, and we'll run that. When we get to the testing phase, which I mean is we change one thing at a time as we go through it, we have to make sure that we're doing some type of A-B split testing, or, you know, as much as possible for it, or else we're never actually going to see a real result, you know, in the changes. One headline might give you three times as many cells as the other one. And even though we're all experts, you could actually give us, you know, one of us could come up with 10 different headlines, and all three of us might get together and have pretty good guesses about which one will work, but you know what? We might put them in test, and that's all be wrong.
Exactly.
You know, that's quite possible. And you find out every one of us, the one that we said probably wouldn't work, ended up working. And
and it works the other way around, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know for one of our products, the Paper Profits course, I had a brainstorm of a session when I created that headline. I remember the event, right? Because it answered the biggest frequently asked question we'd ever received. And our sales bombed. They dropped to 60% of their former level.
Oh, wow.
And that's one that you better be glad you tested it.
I am glad, and I eliminated it.
For a lot of internet marketers, they would, if they did what you just did, they would end up walking away and saying, well, this product doesn't sell anymore.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and it's because they confused changing with testing. They just don't know how to do it. And really, it's just very simple. Keep track. Change one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic stuff.
Listen, guys, we have got about 3 to 5 minutes on this side of the tape. Anything else that we can give our listeners that can really be good value and benefit?
Wow, just stuff to fit in 3 to 5 minutes.
Nothing like an impossible task.
Well, what we really should be saying is going along the same lines, and that is that we can all talk about what you'll see that we keep talking about over and over again with this money on demand is system. Everything's a system. You know, we're not guessing. We're not getting lucky. We're not, you know, doing everything else. We actually create systems. And in every system, you notice that we have some similarities. We always bring back to some type of email follow-up. We always come back to developing customers, developing relationships with customers, and selling them back-end products.
Right, exactly.
Those stay in the system constantly. We all come up with ways to consistently generate traffic. Whether you use link strategies, whether you place easing ads, whatever you do, we always have a consistent way to generate traffic. You could use pay-per-click search engines. And did you know that of those three things, you could choose any one of them and just do that and generate consistent traffic. And that's where most people are not talking with online, is they're not dealing with the consistency and understanding the system. You know, I would never start a project if I didn't know a consistent way to generate traffic for it. If I didn't know that I could go out and generate links back to my site or generate use pay-per-click search engines or find easings to advertise in, then I'm not going to sell that product. If I can't have a nice, consistent way to generate traffic, you might as well forget it. If I can't recreate a sales letter, if I can't go out and create a sales letter that will give me sales on a consistent basis, then I'm not going to do the project either. If I can't figure out a way to get people to give me their email address, then it's not a project for me either. We just need to make sure that we develop everything on systems and we work everything on systems.
That's so true. That's so true. Like just today, I'm looking through the email box of the inbox of things of follow-up leads I've gotten this morning. It looks like that I have 5 people who've contacted me just since we've started this call. And looking through here, you know, this is for the diamond business. One guy says, you know, he tells me exactly what he's looking for. He's looking for a 4-carat diamond. Another guy says, you know, I'm going to have to wait a while. My girlfriend is still looking. And another one says, thanks, but I'm all set. The ring is being made as we speak, so there's a sale I lost. And then another one says, hey, I'll give you a call tomorrow. I got hung up in a meeting. The 1.5-carat stone looks very good. And so right there you see the power of what we're talking about, the power of creating systems that do the work for you. I mean, in the beginning, it takes a lot of testament. Once the system's set up, it runs forever. I mean, it's just incredible the power that you can have in a business that's systematized and has business processes.
Yeah, and to close that up, I will say that I agree, and I call that one of the 13 deadly common internet marketing mistakes is not automating, not systematizing, because you don't want to be stuck all the time wondering why it's happening to everybody else and not you. Okay, hope you've enjoyed this side of the Internet Supergroup talking about money on demand.